If I could tell you something that reduces negativity in your life, would you be interested? How about something that lowers your heart rate and blood pressure, reduces stress and helps you sleep better, and assures that you're going to feel better overall? What if I could say if you master this one thing, you're going to have a better today and a brighter future? I think you'd want to know more because I would want to know. And I'm here to tell you today that the answer is right in front of you. It's called forgiveness. Now, don't turn it off. We all need to hear it over and over again. And I think about a story of one of the greatest acts of forgiveness was demonstrated by the late Corrie ten Boom. Corrie and her sister were arrested for hiding Dutch Jews from the Nazis in their home in Holland. They were taken to this concentration camp in Germany, and the two sisters stayed together until Betsy, her sister, lost her life a few months later. After Corrie was released from the camp, she was determined that she was going to tell people all over the world about the saving grace of Jesus. That's exactly what she did. But one morning in 1947, she was speaking to a church in Munich, and she was faced with something that challenged her faith like never before. After she spoke a message on forgiveness, she was approached by a man that she faintly recognized. When that man got closer, she suddenly had these flashbacks of the horrible times in the concentration camps, the pile of dresses and shoes in the center of the floor, and she remembered that huge spotlight that shone brightly as she and all the others had to walk naked in front of all of the authorities while in that camp. Her mind flashed back to the horrible concentration camp where she lost her sister, and that man coming toward her was one of the cruelest authorities in the camp. As he reached out his hand to shake hers, Corrie just froze. She didn't know what to do. That man said this, "That was a fine message. How great it is to know that, as you say, Corrie, all your sins are forgiven and at the bottom of the sea." He went on to say that he had been a guard at the concentration camp, but since that time, he had become a Christian, and he was so grateful that God had forgiven him for all of the cruel things he had done. But he said to Corrie, "I'd like to hear from your lips, will you forgive me?" Boy, that took Corrie back, and she had all these emotions swirling around on the inside. How could she forgive that man? How could she forgive those detestable things that he had done? She struggled with those thoughts. How could God allow her to be in a position with this horrible man? She went on to say in her book, as she wrestled with the answer, Corrie reminded herself that forgiveness is an act of the will, not an emotion. Oh, that's good. She prayed to God, "God, help me." Then hesitantly, she extended her hand and put her hand into his. As soon as she did, her book says that a warmth covered her body and tears began to flow. And that day, Corrie ten Boom was able to forgive a man who caused so much pain and heartache in her life. Corrie lived on to say this quote, "Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment and the handcuffs of hatred. It's a power that breaks the chain of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness. Forgiveness is not an emotion. Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart." Man, that's probably one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard of forgiveness. Every single day, we're faced with opportunities to be offended and hurt. It's what we do with those feelings that sets the tone for our life. We have to get good at forgiving because it's something that we're going to have to do for the rest of our lives. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude." Man, that's good. On the flip side, if you look at it, unforgiveness causes you to dwell on the past. It takes you back to the moments of pain. It can lead to bitterness and anger, and it can hold you captive to a moment, whether you realize it or not. Think about it. You can remember what you wore, what the other person was wearing when they offended you. When you aren't forgiving someone, you have a definitive situation in your mind that keeps you rehearsing it like it happened yesterday. Lack of forgiveness steals your present happiness, and if you don't let it go, it's going to steal from your future joy. Unforgiveness often leads to bitterness, and bitterness is the result of holding on to negative experiences. You cannot expect your life to be sweet if you're bitter, bitter on the inside, have those bitter thoughts. The only solution is to forgive. The scripture says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ Jesus, He forgave you. Now, aren't you grateful that God didn't wait for us to say we were sorry before He sent His only Son to die on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins? I know I'm so grateful. Aren't you grateful that when Jesus forgives us of our sins, He removes them as far as the east is from the west? And not only that, He doesn't remember them anymore. He's blotted them out. He has erased them from His memory. In other words, He's never going to throw back your mistakes into your face. Not ever. And God wants us to live that kind of lifestyle of forgiveness. And sure, we're not as good as Him in this whole forgiveness things, but we can learn to forgive. We can train ourselves to forgive. And while forgiveness doesn't change what happened, it changes how we feel about what happened. It releases us from carrying poison around on the inside of us. Forgiving doesn't mean that we always forget. It does mean that we don't remember with anger. Forgiveness doesn't even mean you're saying, I approve of what you did. It just simply means you rise above it. The act of forgiveness doesn't make them right, whatever they did to you. It simply sets you free. Forgiveness creates a new way to remember. It changes our perspective on life. Forgiveness doesn't make us weak. It means we're strong enough to know that people make mistakes. You've heard the saying, we are very good lawyers for our own mistakes, but very good judges for the mistakes of others. Walking in forgiveness also means that we give grace, even if people don't deserve it, when they don't say they're sorry, and even when they don't think they're wrong. See, you'll never forgive if you're waiting to feel like it. You just have to decide to do it. You may say, April, that's hard. You don't know what they did to me. I know. I don't know what they did to you, but I know that you can make the decision today that you're not going to let what wrongs have been done to you to control your life or your day any longer. No one can make you forgive. You have to find it within yourself. I've told this story before, but when a long time ago, an evangelist said something derogatory about my dad on television. And as a kid, it made me mad. And the Sunday after it was said, my dad got up in front of the church and mentioned this man's name. And I was sitting in my seat thinking, oh, good, he's going to get back at him. He's going to set the record straight. Can you believe I was even thinking that? But my dad, I'll never forget, he simply said this, let's join hands and let's pray for this man. I was thinking, you have got to be kidding. He lied about you and you want to pray for him? What in the world? But my dad prayed a great prayer over that evangelist, and he didn't refer to the incident at all. It was a genuine, heartfelt kind of prayer that I didn't think the man deserved. But I learned a great lesson that day. I mean a for real, carried into adulthood, changed my perspective on life kind of lesson. Daddy taught me how to deal with people who aren't kind, people who just do you wrong. My dad showed me that two wrongs don't make a right, even when you've been treated unfairly. I learned that God is our vindicator. I learned to take the high road, to keep a clear conscience, and to speak well of others. Better yet, I learned that if you don't have anything good to say, then just don't say anything at all. It's almost impossible to hate someone you're praying for. We can't allow other people's actions to take away our peace. I'm grateful for that valuable lesson that my dad taught me because it made me live a life of forgiveness. Now, I don't always do it right away, but I've learned that, man, forgiving just sets you free. And when you forgive, you're teaching your children not to hold a grudge. You're teaching them not to act in bitterness or anger. See, if we don't forgive, we're teaching our children that unforgiveness is right and it's justified. If we're constantly talking about how bad they are and rehearse out loud what they did to us, we're inviting our kids to join in on our offenses. Some people carry other people's offenses simply because they're conditioned to do so. Instead, don't be like that. Teach your children that there's freedom in forgiveness. Show your kids how to let it go. Don't let what happened to you take away your happiness any longer. Stop allowing what hurt you to keep haunting you. Make the decision that you're going to leave the past in the past and you're choosing to move forward. Do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it for your future. I hope you've enjoyed it today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and give it a thumbs up. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.